Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections with Lynn Bleasdale and Sue Fields Dallamonte. We are together tonight. We're going to talk about energetic carryover from past life experiences, unfinished business from previous experiences, and I was also going to ask Sue if you were, I didn't know if you were comfortable or not, but you just did a recent clearing of a house, and I wondered what you thought about the guys that were hanging around that place that you were at, and how did it go?
it was an awesome experience. It was a family friend. I will refer to him as Joe. And he has been to the point, he's had so much activity in his home, he wanted to sell it. But I went to the home, and his father had passed several years ago, and his father was sitting in his chair in the living room and greeted me with a big smile. And as I walked the property, I met a wonderful protective Indian chief that is looking over the property. And when Joe and I were talking, I could see five very distinct shadows, dark shadows surrounding him. And it wasn't what I had expected at all for an attachment. But it was very interesting. We had talked a lot. I sat down with him and did a lot of cleansing, placed my hands on him, and just filled him with the white light and mother and father and God's love. And we felt each and every one of the entities leave him one at a time. And the last one was rather strong and didn't want to go. And I just kept working and working and working, doing what I do. And it got to a point where Joe started growling, which kind of frightened me. And I was ready to back off. And I said, nope, I am stronger than this. And I am staying with it. And thankfully, with the help of God and the angels and our spirit guides, we were able to cleanse him completely of the entities. We went through the whole entire house and put holy water around all the windows and all the doors and did the blessings for no negative energy to be allowed in there, only positive energy, love and light. And I left him with some crystals and some smudging tools, and it was just a fabulous, fabulous experience that I was able to help this friend of ours so that now he can be comfortable in his own home again and not have to sell it. It was fabulous.
Oh.
Are you
Shoot.
There with me now?
I'd be Sue, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can now. I got booted off and I missed
I know,
everything
I saw
you said.
That.
anyway, don't worry. You're in the studio right now and we can carry on if you can still. Oh, I'm losing you again. Oh,
I'm here.
Sue, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. We may have to reschedule the show.
Are you having technical issues there?
Are you kidding me here?
You are coming in and out and kind of robotic at times. Well, we might have lost Lynn again there. But we wanted to talk also about carryovers from past life experiences. And a lot of times people will think about carryovers from their past lives as being negative and something that they have to do with. But we also have positive carryovers from past lives. For example, I have carryovers from several lifetimes that I need to be doing my healing energy work. In several of my past lives, I was a healer. I was a shaman for Native American tribes back in the day. Way before that, I was a healer. There's been at least four of my past lives that I have worked in the healing field, and it has continued into this life, which is just, it's such a joy that God has blessed me with the gift that I'm able to do that, to help people that are in need of help. And being, needing to get out there and discuss my spiritualism is something that I have also brought in from past lives. In fact, in one past life, I had a reading, and I was actually killed for speaking my truth because it was against the mainstream. And it, we all bring different things with us. I need to talk about my spiritualism. I need to do my healing work. And everything is different for everybody. Yeah, there are negatives that come on. I am terrified of heights. I'm terrified of frogs. There's things that we bring over that can be negative, but there's a lot that we bring over that's positive too. I'm trying to see. Poor Lynn got booted again and she's still off. So, unfortunately, it looks like we're probably going to have to end up canceling the show tonight due to technical difficulties. I am so, so sorry about that. It's one of those things that happens, I guess. Mercury's in retrograde, and we've had the full moon. The universe just, all the little things out there. But, oh well, it looks like poor Lynn is not going to be able to get back on, and we are going to have to cancel for tonight. I'm so terribly sorry, but please join us again next week, same time and same place. And tomorrow night, DC Love and Eileen will be on with Angel Antics. And then on Friday night, we have Enter the Light with Jan and Ryan. And please join us. And again, we're so very, very sorry for tonight. Have a wonderful evening, and God bless you all.